Hi, good morning. Today's daf is Bechoros daf Tezvav. We left off Yud Dalid Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud, specifically the two dots that are on the second wide line towards the end of the Amud. Well, we got a little bit past that, but we'll back up to the two dots because we left off really in the middle of the sugya. Just to set the table again, you'll recall yesterday we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah was teaching us these contrasting halachos. First, what happens if you're makdish an animal that already has a mum at the time that you are makdish it? And we saw that there were various halachas that apply that seem to indicate that the animal is really treated like a chulin animal, and the reason being that it never really had a kedushas haguf attached to it because it was never eligible to be brought as a karban, and therefore it had a lesser type of kedusha attached to it. And then the second part of the Mishnah, which we'll get to discussing in earnest in a couple of minutes, was about the flip side of the case, which is where you are makdish an animal that is not a balmum at the time that you're makdish. So in other words, you're makdish a perfectly good animal to be used as a karban. In that case, the animal had a ketushas aguf because it was fit to be used as a karban. You were makdish it when it was a tamim. And therefore, even after pidyon, we are going to see it had a bunch of, characteristics like an animal of hektish. Legabe, whether it's chayav or pater and bechara matanos, and whether you're allowed to be nene from the animal, etc. So the last halacha that we were in the middle of discussing yesterday, pertaining to the first part of the Mishnah, was what happens if this animal that you were makdish when it was already a balmum, so it never really had the kedusha saguf, it never really had the status of kedusha saguf attached to it, what happens if that animal dies? So we know that generally when you have an animal of hektish, in order to be redeemed, the pasuk says that there's a requirement of hamada v'haracha. It says vehemid v'herich, that the animal has to be capable of being stood up in order to be evaluated and then be nifta, then redeemed from hektish. However, over here by this animal, which you were makdish when it already had a mum, because it never had kedushas aguf, there is no chiyav of hamada and aracha. And therefore, the Mishnah told us that a mesu yiftu, that even if the animal dies, you can be podet because there is no din of hamada v'aracha. So again, let's pick up from the two dots. It's the second wide line, yud dalid amud beis, towards the bottom of the yamud. So we're trying to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is, or who the halacha in the Mishnah is going like. So, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that the view in the Mishnah that this type of animal, which doesn't really have a proper kedushas aguf, is not included in the requirement of hamada v'aracha, is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. De'amar kachem izbech avi b'chlal hamada v'aracha, kachem bedek abayis lo avi b'chlal hamada v'aracha. The Rabbi Shimon shita is that only an animal which is kadosh with kedushas mizbeach is b'chlal the halacha of hamada v'aracha. If you have an animal that only has kedushas bedek abayis, in other words, it only has kedushas damim, like this animal that we were discussing in the Mishnah, it is not included in the requirement of hamada v'aracha. D'tnan, and now we have Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kotche Bedek Abayis, Emesu Yiftu. Therefore, if you have Kotche Bedek Abayis, even if it's dead already and is not capable of being stood up before the Kohen in order to be evaluated and then redeemed, Yiftu, you can still be podet. Umoda Reb Shimon Balmum Mei Karo Shenifta, and Reb Shimon similarly is Moda with a Balmum Mei Karo that you can redeem it. My Taima, what's the reason? The Amar Kra Osa, because it says Vehemet Veherich Osa, it's Osa Lamute Balmum. It's only an animal that's a Tamim when it's Hukdash that needs to be stood up and then redeemed. However, an animal that never had kedushas aguf because it's a balmum does not need to be stood up and redeemed. Aval chachamim omrim, but the chachamim argue on Reb Shimon, and they say emesu yikavru. No, if the animal dies, then it has to be buried. Why does it have to be buried? Because it can't be redeemed. Why can't it be redeemed? Because you can't stand it up. So says the Gemara, man chachamim. So who is the shita of the chachamim? So says the Gemara, Tana Debei Levi. It's the Tana Debei Levi, and now we're going to cite a brisa. And it's important to note that we're now going to cite a brisa. There is a Mishnah in Meseches Temura that that discusses the issue of Hamada Varacha. And that Mishnah, Maseches Temura, we don't really see anybody arguing on Rabbi Shimon. So let's bear that in mind for a second, but hold that thought. So who argues, who does argue on Rabbi Shimon? From the fact that we're saying that our Mishnah is holding like Rabbi Shimon, it's apparent that somebody argues with Rabbi Shimon, and then we say, the Tana de Rabbi Levi, it's the Tana de Beit Rabbi Levi, the Tana de Beit Levi, HaKol Hayu B'chal Hamada Varacha. Every animal is included in the halacha of Hamada Varacha. Vafilu Balmumei Karo, even a Balmumei Karo, in other words, even if it's an animal that only has Kedushas Damim, it is included in the requirement of Hamada Varacha, V'chein Tana Debei Levi, B'mas Nisa, and therefore, Tana Debei Levi learn in a Braisa, Afilu Chaya V'of, Afilu Chaya Afilu Of, even a Chaya, even a bird, is Bichlau, the halacha of Hamada Varacha. In other words, any animal, any living creature, whether it's a behema which is fit to be brought as a carbon, whether it's a chaya which is not fit to be brought as a carbon, whether it's an oaf which is also not fit to be brought as a carbon. Hang on, an oaf is not fit to be brought as a carbon? Of course we bring bird carbonas. We're talking about the types of birds that are not fit to be brought as a carbon. No, not necessarily treif birds. The only type of kosher birds that are able to be brought as a korban are tar and benyona. Wow. So that we've already seen in the prior mesechtas. So we're talking about a bird, aside from a tar and a benyona, that can't be brought as a korban, even though it's impossible for this animal to have kedushas mizbeach, because it's ineligible to be brought as a korban, still it's bechlal amata varacha. Says the Gemara v'aksiv osa, but there's a limitation in the pasuk. It says vehemed veherich osa, which is mashma that only certain animals are bechlal amata varacha. You, the Tana de Rabbi Levi, are telling me that all animals are bechlal amada varacha. Says the Gemara, you're right. So the Gemara concedes, Osa, the Tana de Levi, Kasha. Tana de Levi has an issue interpreting the word Osa, or explaining the word Osa, because it doesn't appear that there's really any miyat here. Now says the Gemara, of a Rabbanan de Pligila de Rabbi Shimon. Now, there is this shita of Rabbi Shimon in terms of whether an animal with only Kedushas Damim requires Hamada Varacha appears, as we noted, in Meseches Tmura. There is the shita of the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Shimon on other halachas in that Mishnah, but over here in our Mishnah, when we try to identify who's arguing with Rabbi Shimon, we don't say it's the Chachamim from Maseches Temura. We say it's the Tana de Bei Levi from a Braisa. So how about those Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Shimon and Maseches Temura? Ma'ay achinami de mesu yiftu. So they would agree, apparently, that if this animal dies, then it can be redeemed. Why? Because those Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Shimon and Maseches Temura agree that a Balmumei Karo that only has Kedushas Damim is not Bechlal HaMada Varacha. So says the Gemara, okay, but if those Chachamim in Maseches Temura agree with Rabbi Shimon Shita, see, Achi, so flipping over to today's daf, Tezvav and Aleph, Zu Devre Rabbi Shimon Umachlekuso Mi Boile, then it should have said, who is our Mishnah like? Our Mishnah is going like every Tana in the Mishnah in Maseches Temura, because apparently there's no Tana Maseches Temura that argues on what our Mishnah says here, because everybody agree with Rabbi Shimon Shita. So says the Gemara, Amri Rav, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So Rav holds like Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The Amar l'Rabbanan, so Reish Lakish Shita in interpreting the Rabbanan in Maseches Temura is that Kachay Bede Kabayis have Bechlal Amad of Aracha, weird Shita. It's only Kachay Bede Kabayis which is included in the Alacha of Amad of Aracha. Kachay Mizbeach, lo have Bechlal Amad of Aracha. However, Kachay Mizbeach is not Bechlal and therefore we can't establish our Mishnah going like the Chachamim who argue against Rabbi Shimon and Maseches Temura. Diktani Seifa, because we're going to see in the Seifa of the Braisa, v'imesu yikavru, the Seifa of our Mishnah, rather, when we were discussing the animal that was huktash when it was a tamim, so it really took Kedushas Haguf, so because it was Kachay Mizbeach, what it says in the Seifa is that if that animal dies, then you have to bury it. Why would you have to bury it? You would have to bury it because you can't be poded. Why can't you be poded? Because it has Kedushas Haguf, it's not subject to Amad of Aracha. It is in the requirement of Amad of Aracha. You can't stand it up, therefore you can't be potent, and you gotta bury it. But what's apparent is our Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah is holding obviously that Kachem is Beach is Bechlal Amad of Aracha. Therefore, our Mishnah can't be going like Reish Lakish's understanding of the Chachamim in Maseches Tmura, who have this weird shita. It's counterintuitive. That's why I say it's weird that if it's Kachem Petek Abayis, then it is Bechlal Amad of Aracha. If it's Kachem Mizbeach, it's not Bechlal Amad of Aracha. That's obviously not what our Mishnah is saying. So says the Gemara.
But it makes more sense.
What?
It should then make more sense, though.
Why would it make more sense?
Because Petek Abayis is something that the money, you need the money to fix the Mizbeach. So you have...
So either way, don't bury it, right?
You have to evaluate how much money I have.
At all costs. Okay, maybe, right. But it would also make more sense that if the Pasuk is limiting the halacha of Amad of Aracha that applies in a certain circumstance, you would think that the limitation derives from the Kedusha, and Katshe Bizbeach obviously has more Kedusha than Bedek Abayis, which is the way Rav Yochanan understands the Chachamim there, but we'll get to that in a second. But it's only for pidyon.
Only for pidyon.
No, it's only for pidyon. So says the Gemara, mimai daha mesu yikavru mishum debay amad of aracha. Hang on a second. When we say in the Seifa of the Mishnah that if the animal dies, then it has to be buried. It can't be redeemed. Why do you assume that the reason it can't be redeemed is because we need amad of aracha and we're incapable of fulfilling the amad of aracha? Dilma mishum de ein poden es akachim lachilam leklavim hu. Maybe the reason that we bury the animal and the reason that we're not poda the animal is because we're not going to be poda an animal if the only purpose of being poda the animal, of removing the status of kedusha of hektish from the animal, is to permit it to be fed to dogs. Now, why would the only purpose be to permit it to be fed to dogs? Because again, even in the Sefer, we're talking about where there is a mum, so you can't do anything else. You can't do anything else with the animal. It's not like you, if it's chulin, you can even go ahead and shecht it necessarily. So says the Gemara. Well, hang on a second. Im kain. So Amri im kain nisni im nasu trefa yikavru. If that were really the concern, if the reason that you're not able to be poda the animal, the reason that you have to bury the animal is because we are not going to permit you to be poda an animal if the only purpose in being poda the animal is to feed it to klovim, why do we deal with a case that the animal is dead? You don't have to deal with a case where the animal is dead. Let's say the animal became a trefa. And when the animal became a trefa, you also can't shecht it. You can't eat it for yourself. And therefore, you can't do anything with it. The only thing you'd be able to do is feed it to the dog. So why go all the way to discuss a case where the animal is dead? Let's just say the animal's still alive, but it became a trefa, says the Gemara. So therefore, obviously, we can't be the concern, the reason that we're saying that mesu yikavru can't be an issue, can't be an inyan that we don't want to feed it to dogs, that we don't want to be poded just to feed it to dogs. It's obvious that the reason is because it's not b'chlal amad of aracha, says the Gemara. Viba seima liolam rav k'rav Yochanan sfirulei. Or you could say, so again, the question was, why do we say that our Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, and we don't say that the Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon and the Chachamim? So either the reason that we didn't say that it's going like the Chachamim is because we hold like Reish Lakish's view of the Chachamim, who say that it's only Katshe Bedek Abayis, it's Bechlal the Halacha, not Katshe Mizbeach. Or maybe we're holding like the more traditional shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Iboseima, Liolam, Rabbi Yochanan, Sfirulei, really, Rav K'Rav Yochanan, Sfirulei, really, Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Chachamim in Maseches Tmura hold that by Katshe Bedek, that Katshe Mizbeach requires Hamad of Aracha. Kachay Beda Kabayis would also require Hamad of Aracha. So Rav Yochanan's interpretation of the Chachamim is that everything requires Hamad of Aracha. So you could have said that the halacha goes like the Chachamim. And Vitani Zu Devre Reb Shimon Amachlakuso. That which we asked, how come we say that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is going like Reb Shimon, and the Mishnah is not going like Reb Shimon and his disputants in Maseches Tmura? In a Chanami, you could say that the Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon and his disputants. So to sum up over here, we had four shitas on this topic. The Rabbanan, according to Rav Yochanan, say that Amad of Aracha is Shayich to Kachay Mizbeach and to Kachay Beda Kabayis. The Rabbanan, according to Reish Lakish, say it's only Shayich to Kachay Beda Kabayis, not Shayich to Kachay Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says it's Shayich to Kachay Mizbeach that didn't have a Balmum at the time you were Maktish it. If it had a Balmum, then it's already not Kachay Mizbeach, because then it's relegated to the status status of Kedushas Damim. And then the Tana de Bei Levi hold that a Shayach, even to Kachay Mizbeach, that had a mum at the time you were Makdishes. So even though de facto it only has Kachay Bedek HaBayis, it only has Kedushas Damim, because you were Makdishes to be used as a carbon, it's going to be Bechlal the status, Bechlal the halacha of Hamada Varacha. Okay, so that concludes the discussion of the first part of the Mishnah. Now we go into the discussion of the second part of the Mishnah. Aval Kidim Ekdeshin Lemuman, but the Mishnah told us that if you were Makdish the animal before the animal became a Balmum, then it's going to have a bunch of halachos that are indicative of the fact that this animal has some level of Kedusha. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know this to be the case? Tatanu Rabbanan, because the Pasuk says like this, Tzvi, it says in the Pasuk Tzvi, and the Rashi points out that we're talking about the Pasuk, it says, Katzvi v'cha ayol, u'mekmino b'sefrei d'psuli mekdoshen shenifto akosim edaber. And what's important to remember is that the Pasuk compares psule mekdoshen, animals that were hukdash to be used for the Mizbeach as a carbon and then became pasul, to a Tzvi and an ayol. So how do we know that this animal where the hektish preceded the mum, so it initially had a kedushas agav, how do we know, for example, the first halacha that the Mishnah brought down was that it's potter in the mitzvah of Bechorah, and it's also potter from Matnos Kuhuna. So how do we know? Because it says in the Pasuk, Tzvi, Matzvi, potter mena Bechora, just like a Tzvi is potter from a Bechora, because Bechora is only Shayach by Bakar and Son, af Psuli HaMekdashim, Pturim mena Bechora. So too, this animal, which is Psuli HaMekdashim, did have Kedushas Mizbeach initially, but now it doesn't, because it's not fit to be used as a carbon, it's also going to be potter from Bechora. So Otsiani as a Bechora, Velo Etzi as a Matanos, but the Mishnah sort of presented this as a package deal. It's potter in Bechora and a Matanos. But from the Pasuk of Tzvi, I only know to exclude it from Bechora. How do I know to exclude it from Matanos? Tamalomar Ayol, because it also says in the Pasuk Ayol. So ma Ayol, potter min a Bechora, umin a Matanos. Just like an Ayol is potter from Bechora and from Matanos as well, then so too, Apsuli Amaktashim, Pturim in a Bechora, Umin a Matanos. So too, Psuli Amaktashim are going to be potter from Bechora and Matanos. Rashi points out that by the Matnos Kuna, it says Imshor Imseh, so it applies only to a Shor or a Seh, not in Ayol. So says the Gemara, but imatz viva yol chelvan mutar, afsuli mekdashin chelvan mutar. I mean, you could take this argument to the extreme. If you want to say that the pasuk is comparing psuli mekdashin to a tzvi and an ayol, so what do we know about a chaya? We know that the chelav of a chaya is mutar ba'achila. So you're going to tell me that by psuli mekdashin, the chelav is going to be mutar la'achila, mutar ba'achila. Tamalomar ach, it says ach, it says in the pasuk ach, and therefore that ach is a limitation. The pasuk says ach kasher yechelas atzvi v'sayol kein tochlenu atomei vator yachtov yochlenu. So the ach in the pasuk is a miyut and chalak. Therefore, it says the pasuk is comparing psuli mekdashin to tzvi v'ayol in certain respects, but not in every respect. So how are we comparing it? We're comparing it that it's potter in the mitzvah Bechorah and it's potter from Matnas Kahuna. However, you're not allowed to eat chelev of a psulei mekdashin because it's not a total comparison. It's not a complete comparison.
So, what do you think he said now?
We're going to get there, right? So Amar Mar, Otsi etz a bechor, velo otsi etz a matanos. Says the Gemara. Well, in that case, let me exclude it from bechor, but let me not exclude it from matanos. So says the Gemara. Well, maishna otsi etz a bechor shein shava bechol. Why would I think that bechor doesn't apply here? Because bechor is not shave to all. It's not shave to all animals. In other words, it's only shayich obviously to firstborn. It's only shayich to firstborn males. Velo otsi etz a matanos shavas bechol. But I shouldn't come to exclude psuli and mekdashim from matnas kahuna, because matnas kahuna are shava in all animals that you shech, you have to give matnas kahuna. So tamalomar ayol. That's why it says ayol. So amar le rapapa labaya imatz viva ayol ein osas bivno noag mem. So we're not going to pick on the mitzvah of kisei adam, but we're going to talk about the inyan of osav as bino. So osav as bino we know applies to an animal. You're not allowed to shech a mother animal and its child on the same day, but by a chaya, the din of osav es bino doesn't apply. It only applies by a behema. So I might think if we're comparing psuli and mekdashin to a chaya, just like Osas Beno doesn't apply to a Chaya, so too Osas Vesbeno doesn't apply to the Psuli Amakdashin. So Af Psuli Amakdashin ain't Osas Vesbeno Nogbo. I would think that Osas Vesbeno doesn't apply. Samarlei, Lamai Madmis Luhu. But says the Gemara, well, that's not a rational way to think. You can't rationally draw that deduction. Why not? Because what are we saying the Psuli Amakdashin animal has the status of? It's one of two things. It's either kachim or it's chulin. Say ila chulin osav espino nagbo. If it's a chulin animal, the din of osav espino applies to chulin animals. Vila kachim osav espino nagbo. And if it's a kachim animal, then the din of osav espino applies to kachim animals. So you're stuck. Either way, osav espino is going to apply. So malay iachi gabi chalbanami. So name a hachi. So if that's the case, if this is like a good deduction, then let's use that same rationale, legabe chelev. What did we said? We had said that if you're going to compare psulei mekdashin to chela, to chaya rather, then just like the chelev of a chaya is mutter, so to the chelev of psulei mekdashin should be mutter. But then, and we said, no, ach comes to be a miyat. Says the Gemara, but echi, so name achi, lamai medamis lu. What are we comparing it to? Ila chulin chalbanasar. Vila kachim chalbanasar. If you're going to compare it to a chulin animal, then the chelev of a chulin animal is asar. If the animal has the status of a kachim animal, then the chelev of a kachim animal is going to be asar as well. So in other words, says the Gemara, we don't need the ach in the pasuk to teach me that the isra of chelev applies to psuli amakdashin. Says the Gemara, elalav mi amrit ach velo chelbon, ema nami ach velo osa vezbeno. Therefore, the word ach can come to teach me that the psuli amakdashin are compared to a chaya only legabe the halachos of bechora and matanos, but the ach comes to exclude from the comparison both the inyan of chelev, both the halacha of chelev, and the halacha of osa, and the halacha of Oso Vesbeno. And as Rashi points out, now basically what we're saying is that we have the ability to compare Psuli Amakdashin to Chai in certain respects and to break the comparison in certain respects. So by saying that it's like a Chaya in that the Dina Bechora Matonos doesn't apply to it, but it's not like a Chaya in that the Isra of Chelev and the Isra of Osa Esbeno apply to it, at least now, says Rashi, we're establishing that this animal is like a Kachim animal, that it has the halachas, that the halachas that apply by Kachim apply to it, the halachas that don't apply by Kachim, i.e. Bechora, Matonos, don't apply to it. If we would learn it the other way, to say that, oh no, maybe it's like a Chaya in that the halacha of Osa Esbeno doesn't apply to it, and the Isra of Chelev doesn't apply to it, but it is Chayev in the mitzvah of Bechora, and it is Chayev in the mitzvah of Matanos, says Rashi, now it's not like a Chulin animal, and it's not like a Kachim animal. Because you never have a Chulin animal, a behema, that the Chelev is going to be mutter. So that's why we learn the Gemara, that's why we darshan the Pasuk rather that way. So now back in the Gemara, Rava Amar, so about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way down. So Rava Amar, Ach Losav Ezbeno Hudiyasa. No, the word Ach only comes to be memayate from this comparison to Chaya, the din of Osav Ezbeno. What about Chelev? You're going to tell me that the Chelev of Psuli Makdashin is Mutter? No, the Chelev is going to be Osir. However, V'chelbo Midamo. However, Mechelma Midamo Nafka. We learn the Isra of Chelev from the reference to Damo in the Pasuk. In other words, when the Pasuk says Damo, Rak es Damo lo sochel al aretz ishbechenu kamayim, it's not really referring to Dam, it's referring to the Chelev of the animal. Dechsiv, Rak es Damo lo sochel. So, my Damo, so what is the reference to Dam in the Pasuk? Ilema Damo Mamish, so if you want to say that Dam means Dam, literally it means blood, Lo Yehe, Ela Daman Ditzviva Yol, Otu Daman Ditzviva Yol Mishari. So you're going to say that the Dam of Psuli Mekdashin should be like the Dam of the Tzviva Yol. Is the Dam of the Tzviva Yol Mutter Lachila? Of course it's not Mutter Lachila. Dam is Asur Tlachila across the board. Ela Damo Chelbo. But the Dam obviously means Chelev. Says the Gemara, Velichta Rachmana Chelbo. Well, I have a novel concept. When the Torah wants to write Chelev, the Torah knows how to write Chelev. If the Torah is intending to tell me that the Chelev, the halacha of the Chelev, why in the world does it use the word Dam? Says the Gemara, Iksev Rachmana Chelev, because if the Pasuk would have used the word Chelev, That we have a hekesh and we have a pasuk. Ani akesha, the hekesh helps lumiutemi kares to exclude chelev of psulim akdashin from kares. Dechi ksiv kares aochal chelev behemahu dechsiv. I'm sorry. That because when there's an isser of chelev, it applies only to a behema. Dechsiv shenemar ki kol ochal chelev mina behema. Vani kra, and then we have a pasuk lemekam aleh belav bi alma to teach me that I am chayev if I eat the chelev of psulim akdashin, but I'm not chayev kares. I'm only chayev an isser lav. Lahachi afki rachmana b'loshon damo lomar lecha ma damo b'kares af chelbo b'kares. Therefore, the pasuk uses when the pasuk teaches me the halacha of the iser of eating chelev b'psulim ektashen, it says it in the lashon of dam to teach me that just like if I ate dam, I'd be chayev kares. So too, if I ate chelev of the psulim ektashen, I'm going to be b'chayev kares. Vatana ach. Velo chelbo kamar. It says ach velo chelbo sachi kamar. Ilulo nemar damo. If it wouldn't have said in the pasuk damo haisi omar ach, then I would have the miyut of ach to teach me ach velo chelbo, that we're not going to compare psulim akdashin to achaya legabe the alacha of chelev. But achshav shenemar damo lo says beno udasa. Now that we have the pasuk teaching me the isra of chelev anyway by psulim akdashin, I don't need the miyut of ach to break the comparison to chaya to teach me that there's an isra chelev. That I learned mafurish in the pasuk, because the pasuk says ach is damo lo sochel, and I'm saying damo means chelev. So what does ach come to teach me? Ach come to teach me that the halacha of osa is beno does not apply to chaya, but it does apply to psulei amikdashin. Okay, says the Gemara now. Says the Gemara now weiter. Vena yotze lechulin, and it doesn't go out. And it doesn't go out to chulin. So if you redeem it legabe the halacha of giza vavoda. So says the Gemara minani mili. So how do we know this halacha? To Tana Rabbanan, because it says like this: tizbach velo giza, that the animal, once it's huktash and attains the status of kedushas mizbeach, it could be used only as a carbon velo giza, but you can't shear with it. You can't shear its wool. Basar velo chalav, it's only fit to eat its basar after shchita, and it is not fit. And it is not fit for milking. The Shita Mekubetzis over here entertains, the possibility that there are two separate isurim possibly. There may be an isur physically to milk the animal, and there also may be an isur to drink the chalav of the animal, even that comes out naturally. Let's say you don't milk the animal, but the animal lactates on its own. Are you allowed to eat that? Are you allowed to eat that milk? Shita Mekubetza says both of them are usher. Now it says via.
Can you do damage to the animal if you don't milk it?
Well, yeah, but you have to milk it. You just can't drink it.
You can't drink it.
Then, in other words, what the Shita Mekubetza is saying. Yes, exactly. So what the Shita is dealing with is the isser for you to milk it, or is the isser to drink its milk? So, right? Okay. So, is the isser for you to milk it for the purpose of drinking it? Right? Obviously, you have to milk it somehow. Otherwise, the animal is not going to be able to survive. So, says the Gemara, says, turn around on Tizbach, logiza, basar, velo cholav. Viachalta, when it says in the pasuk, viachalta, velo leklavecha, that you're not allowed to give it to your dog, mikan, she'ain poden esektation lachilon leklavim. From here we see, and this we alluded to earlier in the daf, that you are not podehektish, you cannot be podehektish to feed it to the dogs. And again, over here, the Rishonim debate what exactly the Yisur is and when exactly the Yisur applies. Tosfos explains that this din of not being poda kachem to feed it to dogs only applies when the only thing that the animal is fit for is to be fed to dogs. However, if it is roi lachilas adam, once you're being poda, then it's roi lachilas adam anyway, then you'd be allowed to feed it to the dogs. That's one sheet in Tosfos. There are other sheets brought down that say, no, the issue is not in the pidyon, the issue is in the bezayin kachim. It's a bezayin of kachim to feed it to the dogs, and therefore whether feeding it to the dogs is the only thing that you can do with it or not, it's still going to be usur. It's irrelevant, and you're never allowed to feed it. You're never allowed to feed it to dogs. And in fact, the Rashba says, certainly, if it is fit l'achilas adam, then certainly you're not allowed to feed it to dogs, because that's the biggest bazillion, because it's fit for the highest purpose, and now you're going to use it for a lowly purpose. That's certainly inappropriate, says the Rashba.
So the only thing you do is bury it.
Right, exactly. Says the Gemara, flipping on to Tesvav Amid Beis, say Ikadamri, Tizbach Viachalta, Ein Lecha Ben Heterachila, Ela Mishas Vicha Ve'elech. What do I learn from Tizbach Viachalta? That the only Heterachila is from the Shas Zvicha Ve'elech, after you shecht it. Aval, so is from after you shecht it. Aval, however, potent hektesh and lachil and leklavim. However, according to the shita, you can be potent hektesh in order to be michael, in order to feed it to klavim. In other words, from this pasuk is not teaching me anything about whether I'm allowed to be potent hektesh to feed it to dogs. What the pasuk tells me is that the only thing I'm allowed to do with it is eat the meat after I shecht it. What about having anah from the animal before I shecht it? What about shearing the wool of the animal? What about drinking the milk of the animal? Usser. The only thing I'm allowed to do, if it's an animal that has kedushas mizbeach and is real ektish, I'm allowed to shecht it. I'm allowed to eat the meat. That's all I'm allowed to do with it.
So if you shecht it, is the wool still not permitted to be taken off and sold? No, after you shecht.
Right. After you shecht the animal. No. The only thing you're allowed to do is eat the meat after you shecht it. Right.
I have to get rid of it, no,
I believe so. Maybe you give it to the kohanim. Yeah. You're testing me now on the prior Masechta, so I'm not going to pass that Bechina. So says the Gemara in Avaiter, four lines down on the Yamad. So Vlad and Vechelban Aser Lachar Pidyonan. So the Vlad and the Vlados and the Chelev and the milk of the animal are going to be Aser after, and the milk of the animal are going to be usur after, even after your poda, because it was a real hektish animal. So says the Gemara, hey chidami, what type of vladus are we talking about? Ilema di avar vis yala lachar pidyonan. If what happened was you were makdish the animal, then the animal developed a mum, then you were poda the animal, then the animal became pregnant and the animal gave birth. So amai vlad tzvi va'ayolninu. But this is considered to be like the vlad of a tzvi and an ayol, meaning that this is like an animal that was born into chulin, because the conception of the baby and the birth of the baby were all after the pinyon. So why in the world would you not be able to be nene from those animals? So says the Gemara, ela diaver lifnei pidyon v'syalid la'achar pidyon. What happened was, we're straddling over here, that the animal was conceived, the baby was conceived, the animal became pregnant before the pidyon and gave birth after the pidyon. Holofnei pidyon mikdash nami kachi. However, what's apparent is that if it gave birth even before pidyon, then the baby animal would actually be kodesh. In other words, Rashi points out, not only would it be usur to have hanah, but it would actually have a status of kedusha, because it's born from an animal that is kachim itself. So minani mili, and how do we know that? The Tanu Rabbanan, because it says like this: Zachar l'rabos esavlad. It says in pasuk v'im zevach shlamim karbano im mina bakar hu makriv im zachar im nekeva tamim yakriveno v'nei Hashem. That you can bring an animal that's either a male or a female animal. And what we're going to darshan from the pasuk is zachar l'rabos esavlad. It comes to include a vlad unekeva l'rabos esatmura, and nekeva comes to include tmura. In other words, both vlad kachim and Tmuras Kachim are also Kadosh, are also have a status of Ektish. Vainly Ela Vlad Tamimim and Tmuras Tamimim. Now all I know is that if I have the Vlad of a Tamim animal, or a Tmura of a Tamim animal, then they have Kedusha. Vlad Balimum and a Tmuras Balimum Minayin. How do I know that a Vlad Balmum and a Tmuras Balmum are included in Kedusha? Kishu Omer im Zachar, because the pasuk doesn't only say Zachar, it says im Zachar, l'rabos vlad bali mumin, im nekeva l'rabos tmuras bali mumin. That it comes to include the tmuras balmum as well. So says the Gemara, O son vlados shela achar pedyonan, ma tehe aleim. So how these animals that are born, that were conceived before the pidyon, but birthed after the pidyon, what exactly can you do with them? Because we're saying that it's usur to do anything with them. So lifnei pidyonan miflig pligilu, if they're born before the animal, before the mother animal is redeemed, then we have a machlokas. So there were some who say that the animals are kachim to the extent that you could actually bring them as a karban because their mother had the status of kachim. It was born before the pidyon. They're full-fledged kachim. Others say no. They are kodesh, not to the extent that they could be brought on the mizbeach. They can't be brought on the mizbeach because you never designated this animal as a karban, but they have to be left to graze. And then they until they get a mum, and then you sell it, and you buy with the proceeds money to animals to bring as karbanos. But to la'achar pidyon mate alam, how about the animals that are born after the pinion of the mother? So Amar Rav Huna, konsan lekipa vein mason. That it's a cruel death. You have to bring them into a pen, and you basically have to lock the door and starve them to death. So says the Gemara, the Echilavid, because we're stuck otherwise. I mean, why we never do this initially, but Echilavid, Likravinu, can you bring it as a carbon on a mizbeach? Mikoach kedusha dechuya kasu. No, because it comes from a kosh, from the koach of kedusha dechuya. And Rashi points out that there's a tarti lareyasa here. Chada di mosam bale mumen, sheniru venidchu, because their mother initially was fit to be brought as a carbon, but then developed a mum, so it was nidche from the mizbeach. Va'od de la'achar pidyona noldu. And also, not only that, but these babies were born after the mother was redeemed. Vehein atzman ein yachal latfisan kedusha gemur. Says Rashi, these animals itself, they lack the capacity to have full kedusha attached to it. Why? Because they came from an aborted type, from a stunted type of kedusha, and also these animals were already redeemed, so they can never regain full fledged kedusha. So I can't bring them as a korban. Lifrakinu, should I redeem them? Lo alima lemitfas pidyonam. But now I can't be matfis a pinion on them. Why? Again, explains Rashi, because when you redeem the mother, the baby itself, which was still in utero at the time, also left hektish. So you're going to tell me that I should be podet now? I can't be podet now. I was already podet the mother. So I did it already. Exactly. So says the Gemara, Ami b'ma Rava, Mishmei de Rabbi Chanina. So they said in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Samach lefidyona matfisin l'shem oso zevach. That before near the pidyon of the mother, you should be matfis the baby, which is still in utero at the time, l'shem, the same carbon that the mother was initially hooktash for. So says the Gemara, and by doing that, you're conferring on the baby a status of kedusha itself. And therefore, when the baby's born, you could bring it as a carbon, the same type of carbon as the mother. So says the Gemara, Samach lepidyonon, lememra debnei pidyoninu. Samach lepidyon, are you saying that the animal can be redeemed? I thought you told me the baby can't be redeemed. Ela ema samach lepidyon ima. No. Explain it the way we already read the Gemara, that it's before the pidyon of the mother, matfisin l'shem osa zevach. You should be matfis the baby to be brought as the same type of carbon as the mother was initially designated to be brought. So says the Gemara, Taimamai. So what's the reason here? In other words, we had a sheet of Rav Huna who doesn't agree with Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina is giving us a very elegant solution. Before you redeem the mother, confer a special kedusha on the baby. Now you can bring the baby as a korban. What is Rav Chanina? Why does Rav Huna say the cruel thing that you should just put the baby animal in a pen and let it die itself? So I'm a Rabbi Levi. Says Rabbi Levi, Gzeir Hashem Yigdal Me Adarim Adarim, because we're afraid that you might grow, that you might raise flocks of psulei hamikdashin animals, and you might just keep them. You might just keep them around. The Rashi over here has a couple of versions. We'll just focus on the last one, which is about five lines down in the wide lines of Rashi. Lishnachrin of ikar mi pi amora v'taima mayim asdisa kamahader demai taima usur achar pidyon an iman. Why do we say that these animals remain usur? The bloodless remain usur after the mother is redeemed. Hapaka k'dusha sayu b'pidyon iman. Ah, you redeem the mother, and therefore they already left hektish. So basically what Rashi is saying is the concern is that if we let you keep these animals around, we're not going to realize that the reason that you're keeping the animals around is because you are matfis, a special kedusha, that you designated this animal for use as a carbon as well, and therefore you're bringing it as a carbon. People are just going to think that psulei mekdash discussion that animals that come from animals with a balmum are going to be mutter for use. But really, they're usser for use. So we're afraid that if we let you keep this animal around, people are going to be nah from vlados of psuli amakdashin, which, again, as we saw, are technically usser Bahana. So says the Gemara Navaiter. So boy mine Ravina Marav Sheshes. So Ravina asks from Rav Sheshes, Mao Shamat Fisan Lakol Javak Shayirtse. You said that before the opinion of the mother, you could designate a special kedusha on the baby to be brought as the same type of carbon as the mother. What if I want to now designate it as a different type of carbon? Am I allowed to do that? Somerlay ain't maft fisan. No, I can't do it. My time, huh? So what's the reason? Somerlay Gomar Bisharacha Bisharacha me Bukhar. Because we have a Xera Sakosiv from Bechor. Ma Bechor ima fisin l'chol zevach shayirtze. Just like by Bechor, you can't be matfisit for any zevach that you want. It's only brought as a Bechor. They say, ach Bechor asher yivukar la Hashem babehema. Lo yaktish ish oso. Afhani ima fisin l'chol zevach shayirtze. Also, this animal, we can't be matfisit l'chol zevach shayirtze. We can only be matfisit to be used as the same type of korban as its mother. Tanya kavase de Rav Sheshes. We have a raya like Rav Sheshes, and it'll take a couple of lines to get to the raya, but hang in there. So kachem shekida mum kavu elektation, and we're going to repeat a bunch of halachas that we saw in the Mishnah. Kachem that had a mum before you were makdashit viniftu, and then you redeem it. Chayavim bebechora ubematanos, like a chulin animal. Bein lefnei pidyona, bein lachar pidyona. Hagozes va'ovem em enesofek esarbon. If you do gizan avoda on this animal after you redeem it, then you don't get mal. I'm sorry, Bain Lefne Pidyonan, Bain Lachar Pidyonan. Ain Osin Tmura. And something. Bain Lefne Pidyonan, Bain Lachar Pidyonan, Ain Osin Tmura. You can't make it a Tmura. Ulefne Pidyonan, but before you're podet, Maul in Bahem. You can be Maul with the animal itself. Ula Achar Pidyonan, Ain Maul in Bahem. And after Pidyon, you're not Maul again because the Pidyon takes it out and it becomes like a Chulin animal. Vlodoseim that are born Laachar Pidyon, Chol. V'niftin t'mimin, and the vlados that are born before pidyon can be nifte even when they're tamim. Because in other words, it just doesn't have the status of kedusha. Matfisin l'chol zevach shayirtze. Now, this animal, the baby that's born of this type of animal, can be matfis for whatever zevach you want because it's like a regular baby animal. Kol shel davar rein kechulin l'chol devrein. General halacha, it's like a regular chulin animal. Ein l'chaba ela mitzvas ilui bovad. The only mitzvah that even relates to kachim that applies to this animal is that there's a mitzvah to evaluate it and then sell it and buy karbonos with the proceeds. Aval, and here's our raya. Kodem ektation is muma. Now this is the safe of the Mishnah. If when you were makdish the animal, it was a tamim, it was not a balmum. Omum over lektation lachem ikan nolad mum kavua. Viniftu, and then you're poda the animal, tura min a bechora min a matanos, bein lefnei pidyona, bein lachar pidyona, nagozes va'oved ba'em sofeg esar ba'em, and you're chayiv on giza voda, again, because it's like a kachem animal, ubein lefnei pidyona, bein lachar pidyona, an osin tmura, like a kachem animal, lefnei pidyona moel embem, you're moel if you use the animal, ula akar pidyona ain moel embem, because you took it out of hektish, vlodoseim kodesh, the vlodos are kodesh, in other words, the vlodos have a status of hektish, and you're not allowed to benefit from those vlodos either, the einiftan tmimim, therefore, just like hektish requires a balmum in order to be podet, so too this requires a balmum, the ein matfis in lekol zhevach shayirtza, here's the punchline, and they're not matfis to any zevach that you want. Like Rav Sheshes, you're only allowed to be matfis, the baby animal, to the same zevach as the mother. Kol shadavar arein kektish l'chol devrayim. It's like hektish in every respect. Vein l'cha baheter achila ela heter achila bavad. And it only has a heter achila bavad. Kol shadavar de reisha, the kol shadavar and the reisha, that it's like chulin l'chol devrayim masuye shochtem b'chutz to pater, comes to teach me that if I shecht it outside, I'm pater, because there's only an isser of shechting kachem outside the Beis HaMikdash. This animal's like chulin for all intents and purposes. And kol shadavar de seifa, and the kol shadavar of the seifa, with this will conclude la suye chelvo chalavo. It comes to include the milk, the asur. It comes to include the milk, which is asur as well. Which is asur as well. And Rashi points out that we don't have to say that the chiyuv comes to include shchutei chutz, because it's pashut that you are going to be chayiv if you check this animal outside, because it's kachim lechol devrayim. Okay, so we'll stop here. Henoch will continue actually on the amud tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Can I have an Akasha Mazuka?